نتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد فيها من أيام ذي الحجة، إن صوم يوم فيها يعدل صيام سنة، وقيام ليلة فيها يعدل ليلة القدر، فأكثر فيهن تسبيح والتحليل والتكبير. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, we are in the blessed month of Zilhijjah, a month in which the actual rituals of Hajj is performed. The first 10 days or 10 nights of Zilhijjah are extremely valued in Islam. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by the 10 nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ is related to the 10 nights of Zilhijjah. Allah takes an oath of Fajr, and then He says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Layalin is the plural of Layl, and Layl in Arabic language means night, and Ashr in the Arabic language means 10, the 10 nights. Hajj in itself, subhanallah al-azim, is a very important pillar in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. It is incumbent upon every individual, male or female, who has the means, the provisions, to make way towards Haram Sharif, Khana Kaaba, Baytullah Sharif, for the performance of Hajj, then Hajj becomes farz on that individual. Hajj is such an honorable act that we see that even the women folks, the women of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were encouraged to perform Hajj. A hadith in front of me here narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, قُلْتُ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا نَغْزُ وَنُجَاهِدُ مَعَكُمْ. O Prophet of Allah, we the women folks, we participate with the men folks in jihad. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam straight away interjected and he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَكُنَّ أَحْسَنُ الْجِهَادِ وَأَفْزَلُهُ الْحَجُّ حَجُّ مَبْرُورٌ. O Aisha, for the women, the best jihad, the most honorable jihad for women is in the performance of Hajj. In another hadith, again narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, إِسْتَأْزَنُهُ نِسَاؤُهُ فِي الْجِهَادِ. A group of women came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking permission from him so they can participate in jihad. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, يَكْفِيكُنَّ الْحَجُّ. For you, your jihad is in Hajj. In another riwayat it says, jihadukum al-hajj. For the women, jihad is in Hajj. Allahu Akbar. And for the women, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that hajjun mabrurun. Hajjun mabrurun means an accepted Hajj. Accepted Hajj. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, after the hadith just read to you, she says, فَلَا أَدَعُ الْحَجَّ أَبَدًا بَعْدَ إِذْ سَمِعْتُ هَذَا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. رواه البخاري. This hadith is narrated in Bukhari Sharif. She says, after hearing the virtues of Hajj, I have never ever missed out from performing Hajj annually. She continued performing Hajj all the time. Before I continue with this, just want to explain one masla. I have heard and even read in some of the kitabs, a lot of women, obviously, for them, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the best model. No doubt about it. We have to follow Azwaj Mutahara. The women have to. When they read the biography of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is mentioned that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had short hair. She had short hair. A lot of women take that as an advantage to themselves, and they point out the biography, the features of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they say that, well, she had short hair like Hazrat Abdullah bin Baz has written in some of the fatawas. Just, he has mentioned that. What we have to remember is that Sharia is based in the sayings of the Quran and the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just on Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. No doubt what she says holds great value. But nevertheless, Sharia is based only through the revelation Quran and the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason why, first of all, what we have to understand is that a lot of the people, even the Arabs, they don't have very long beards. Generally, they have short beards. And if you go even further away in the east somewhere, when you look at our brothers, the Malaysian and the Indonesians, when you look at their beards, it's not a full beard. It's only, mashallah, the people who come from the subcontinent, the Asians, the hairy people. That's not the case, is it? And then if you go to China, and when you look at the Chinese people, subhanallah al-azim, they don't have hair at all, Chinese. And the Arabs also have a bit of a curl in the hair. But when you look at the Arabs, subhanallah al-azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them everything. That is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was an Arab. Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of her great traits was that she would perform Hajj every year. And if you read the biography, she was only 18 when Aab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expired. Aab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dunya se rukhsat huye aur parda kar gaye. She was only 18. From then on, she never missed out from performing Hajj. And Hajj is only performed once in a year. Ulama say that it was her noble act. Every opportunity given to her, she would perform Umrah. She would perform Umrah all the time. And that is the reason that if you want to come out from your ihram and be pure and be pak and to make everything lawful for you, what do you have to do? We have to cut the hair, or whatever for the women also, they have to cut the hair. Choti ko thora katna chahiye. And because of excessive Umrah, Allahu Akbar, she had short hair because of the ibadat, not because of any other reason. So a lot of women folks take that for granted. That is not right. Subhanallah al-Azim. For women, zinat, khubsurti, beauty is in having not a boy cut hair, haircut, you know, short. Ke peeche se koi dekhe, it looks like a man or something. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. To have long hair, that is zinat. That is khubsurti for the women. That's just one masla coming out from it. And as a dalil, that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she herself says, فَلَا أَدَعُ الْحَجَّ. Never ever have I missed out from Hajj. بَعْدَ إِذْ سَمِعْتُ هَذَا. After what I heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to the women of Medina Munawwara, the Arab women, that jihadukunna al-hajj, that the jihad for you is what? Hajj. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hajj, in the hadith it comes, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that one of the privileges given to a haji is that on the day of Qiyamah, he will have that honor. He will intercede for 400 members of his family on the day of Qiyamah. Kitni badi baat hai. Saudi ne flights ban kar diye kya? We can't go for Hajj, can we now? Is it too late? Yeah. Yehi baat hai na. 400 members. Subhanallah al-Azim. In the hadith it comes. And he will intercede. And the concluding words of the hadith are that not only that, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify him and he will be purified like the day when his mother gave birth to him. Kitna masoom hota. No sin, a child that is born, subhanallah al-azim, pure, free from major and minor sins. But the one condition that you will always find in the riwayat of ahadith when it comes to hajj, the word hajj-e mabrur. The word hajj-e mabrur. Hajj-e mabrur is a very, very important word. Subhanallah al-azim. Hajj-e mabrur means an accepted hajj. An accepted hajj. Accepted hajj is very, very important. If we just go for hajj for a pastime or for a holiday and we want to book the 5-star hotels, the best hotels, and the intention is that it'll be a good outing for us, Allahu Akbar, that will not be hajj-e mabrur. Hajj means sacrifice. Hajj means sacrifice. There should be this element of sacrifice in it. And even the money that you invest for going for hajj, it has to be lawful, clean, pure money. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that person who has acquired his wealth through unlawful ways, the business is not halal, and then he goes for hajj. And in his ihram, when he says, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reply to his labbaik, says to him, la labbaik. La labbaik. I don't accept your labbaik. Wala sa'adaik. And I don't accept your sa'adaik. Wahajjuka mardudun alayka. And your hajj will be flung onto your face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept his hajj. So we have to be very, very sure. It's easy to get money, £2,000 or £1,000 or whatever, and go for hajj all the time. The main thing is taqwa. The main thing is taqwa. A lot of people say that, how do we know if our hajj has been accepted or not? We don't expect Jibreel Ameen to descend down and tell us that, okay, Allah has accepted your hajj. They are alamat, they are signs. Like, there is no specific date given to us when the last hour will be, the day of judgment. But they are alamat, they are signs. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has given us signs. The ulama say that when a person comes back from hajj, and if he has changed, if there is this transformation inside him for the good, then inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted his hajj. And that should be a continuous struggle until death. And if Allah gives you the tawfiq to pray fajr namaz, and then He gives you the tawfiq to read zuhr salat, that means Allah has accepted your fajr. When you read your zuhr salat, and then you read your asr, that means Allah has accepted your zuhr. When you read your asr salat, and Allah gives you the tawfiq to read maghrib salat, that means your asr has been accepted. And if you are punctual in your salat, then feel free that without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting all your salat. Because Allah is giving you the tawfiq to come to His house. That is why in the hadith it comes that when you see a haji returning back from hajj, I'm not sure if it's done here in England, but certainly when you go to India, Pakistan, we have those flowers and all sorts of things. Allahu Akbar. And ajeeb wa ghareeb, izzat ki jati hai haji ke liye. Because you see, a man saves up money. After 15, 20, 25, 30 years, he gets that opportunity to go for hajj. So it's something new. Not everybody has that opportunity to go. But in this country, mashallah, Allah has blessed us with wealth, so we can go all the time. And a lot of people have this habit, mashallah, they go for hajj every year, and they go for umrah also every year. In the hadith it comes, when you see a haji coming back, returning back home, what we have to do is receive him at least at the airport, before he gets back to his destination, reaches home. In the hadith it comes that when you see a haji, embrace him and make salam to him and say to him, request to him to make dua for you. Make dua for you. Ask him to seek forgiveness on your behalf from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that any haji who comes back from hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala, every dua that he makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that. With the condition of hajj mabrur being there. Hajj mabrur being there. That mashallah, if he's muttaqi, that is why you will see a lot of scholars, when they see someone coming from hajj, they embrace him, make salam to him, and the simple dua they make is, yaghfirullahu lana walakum. Yaghfirullahu lana walakum. Allah Pak, hamari maghfirat kare, aur tumari maghfirat kare. Or another thing what we can do is, mashallah, when we have our relations going for hajj, you can phone them, or at least write something on a piece of paper, if you can confide in that individual, and tell him that when you stand on the plains of Arafat, make dua for me. This is my dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, Al-hajju marratun, faman zada fatatawwa'un. Hajj is only once. Hajj is only once. After reaching the age of puberty, if you have performed hajj, then the farz is saqif from you. You have completed your obligation, the farz that was on your head. فَمَنْ زَادَ Anyone after that, if he goes annually, every time, and he performs hajj, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, I said, فَتَطَوَّعُنْ That is nafal. That is nafal. One can't make an intention like, oh, when I went for the first time, I wasn't well aware of the masail, and mashallah, I was not that muttaqi, but now I want to go. That will not be your farz hajj. Farz hajj will only be the hajj you perform for the first time. Coming back to the 10 nights of Zilhijjah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an his darawi, he says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Annahu qala bi makkata aam al-fathi ayyuhan nas. On the day when Makkah Mukarrama was conquered, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah, and he said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, إن الله أكرمكم بشهر ذي الحجة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you with the month of ذي الحجة. In reality, the month of ذي الحجة is an honor for the Muslims. The month of ذي الحجة. What are we to do in the month of ذي الحجة? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, switch off your televisions. What are we to do? Switch off our televisions. Forget the Bollywood and the Hollywood films. Switch off the televisions. That is what we can do. The least we can do. Wipe out. Save yourselves from guna. Totally. Be regular and punctual. At least for the 10 days of Zilhijjah. 10 days. Subhanallah. The Hujjaj are there. And the time of Ayyam-e Tashriq will be coming from the 9th of Zilhijjah of Fajr. Where not only the Hujjaj, but even everywhere in the world, all the Muslims will be glorifying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. It's Allahu Akbar, the 10 days, Allah has taken qasam. Let us respect the qasam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken in the Quran, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ And save ourselves from sins. What is the prescription that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has given us? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam has said, فَأَكْسِرُوا فِي تَعْزِيمِ اللَّهِ O Allah ke bando, Zilhijjah ke mahine mein, tum kasrat se Allah Rabbul Alameen ki ta'zeem karo. Increase yourselves in honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the 10 nights. قَاعِدًا Even when you are sitting. قَائِمًا Even when you are standing. مَاشِيًا Even when you are walking. رَاكِبًا Even when you are traveling. فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ وَسَاعَةٍ Every time and at every hour given to you, Allahu Akbar, engage yourselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Valuable days, my respected brothers. We are already in the third day of Zil Hijjah. Mawlana Dawood had already given us a fatwa, that we can't clip the nails and trim the mustache. I mean, subhanAllah. But let us not forget that is mustahab and sunnah. It is not wajib and farz, that is haram for you. It is just sunnah and mustahab. That is the masla. But we have to honor the 10 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In another hadith, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَن يَتَعَبَّدَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. The most beloved days to Allah in which one can worship Him are the 10 days of ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. The 10 days of ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. إِنَّ صَوْمَ يَوْمٍ فِيهَا يَعَدِلُوا صِيَامَ سَنَةٍ. One roza is equivalent to the fasting of 1 year. If someone intends to fast tomorrow, for an example, then the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him is equivalent to 1 year. This is hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقِيَامَ لَيْلَةٍ فِيهَا يَعْدِلُ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And to stay awake in the 10th night of Zilhijjah, Allahu Akbar, it is equivalent to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night of Qadr, like how one would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Laylatul Qadr. Working out the total, if you fast for 10 days, and fasting on each day is what, jayz? Not jayz, it is haram, yeah? You know that. So fasting on 10 days would mean that on the Eid day it is haram to fast, but on the 10th day from Subah Sadiq until Eid Salat, not to eat, and to eat after Eid Salat for the Qurbani, that will be like fasting for one whole day. So that is what is meant by fasting for 10 days. If you fast for 10 days, the sawab you get is equivalent to 100 years of roza. And the women folks listening at home, they are more active than the men folks. Whatever fazilat they hear, Allahu Akbar, they take it literally and they fast. SubhanAllah. But my advice to the women folks is that when they fast, make sure they take permission from their husbands. They take permission from their husbands. But 10 days is equivalent to 100 years of roza. And 10 nights of ibadat, calculation mein kar raha tha, it comes to 8,330 years of ibadat. Kitni ibadat? How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. My respected brothers and elders, if one brother can give a 10,000 pound check to a masjid or any masjid, then you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bakhil of giving sawab to a Muslim brother? If he with this intention wakes up in the night for 10 nights after hearing the fazilat, that the fazilat is of 8,333 years of ibadat. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. So what you do, increase yourselves in saying subhanallah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. So for the 10 days, the minimum thing what we are to do, my respected brothers, is to pray Isha Salat with Jamaat, getting the first off with Takbir-e-Ula, and pray your Fajr Salat with Jamaat. Minimum, kam az kam, aadmi itna kar le. If he can't stay awake in the night or wake up for Tahajjud, then at least make the intention for the 10 nights to perform Isha with Takbir-e-Ula and for Fajr with Takbir-e-Ula. And that is possible. I personally know one brother, mashallah, who comes here. This is not his local masjid, but I know him. Occasionally he comes here for Salat. And subhanAllah, his habit is never to miss, not namaz, never to miss Takbir-e-Ula. All the time, when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, he is there behind the Imam saying Allahu Akbar. They have the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq to someone, an individual. And subhanAllah al-Azim, the doors open up for that individual. You have the opportunity, you can fast. SubhanAllah, do fast. In a riwayat in Ibn Majah, narrated by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator, And he says, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I said that anyone who stays awake in the two nights of Eid, that is the day of 9th of Zilhijjah and the preceding night of Eid, anyone who stays awake that one night, the night of the two Eids, unfortunately what happens is that after the 9th of Zilhijjah, all the children, all the family members are all very, very excited. That mashallah, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid. And sometimes we become neglectful. We don't realize that even that night, Allahu Akbar, there is great fazilat. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that anyone who does ibadat in the night, and saying, when I say ibadat in the night, I don't mean that waking up for 3 hours, staying awake for 3 hours and making tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. Even if you wake up for half an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, for 10 minutes, you go to sleep, your alarm clock is on, go and make wuzu. Make wuzu, minimum, read your 2 rakats, make dua, and then go to sleep again and wake up for tahajjud. Inshallah, the reward will be there. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that on the day when all the hearts will die, at that time, that person's heart will not die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq that we make qadr of the 10 days that Allah has given us. And Allahu Akbar, the days are going so fast, so fast. We cannot afford to miss out even one sunnah. Even today, Maulana Adam Saab in his Jummah Bayan was saying that I see people after Jummah Salat rushing out from the mosque. Rushing out from the mosque. They don't pray the sunnat, they don't pray the nafal salat. They have the time to smoke a cigarette which will take them 15 to 20 minutes. But by God, if a Maulana takes 5 minutes of the bayan or 10 minutes of his bayan and you'll see the eyes. Mauli sahab, tamaro dhando hoon che. Tamaro kaam to namaz parawano. Humko kaam karna hai. Humko kaam karna. Fine, alhamdulillah, we give them the benefit of doubt. Time is time, alhamdulillah. But that is not the question. But so many people outside, chit-chat, talk, and smoke a cigarette, do all sorts of things and don't even realize that we have missed out from the sunan, from sunnahs on the day, Jummah day. And that is the case not only with Jamia Mosque, even with Masjid-e-Umar, and I'm sure with a lot of the masajid. We have to make sure that we become regular. Make your tasbihat and make sure you perform all your sunan, even your nawafil, at least for the 10 nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Inshallah, I won't take much of your time. Another very important masla is regarding the masail of Qurbani. Qurbani is a very important aspect, a salient feature in Islam. In the last welfare hajj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith narrated by Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an fi sifati hajjin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir bin Abdullah is explaining to us, he's giving us the description of the hajj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, فَلَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ نَهَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 63 وَنَحَرَ عَلِيٌّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُمَا غَبَرَ. That the very last year when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his hajj, he made qurbani, he sacrificed the animals, the camels, with his own hands, a total of 63 camels. Kitni camels? 63 camels. And they were all together approximately, the riwayat says, مِئَةُ بَدَنَا. Approximately 100 camels were there. And all of them, in the riwayat it comes, were rushing in front of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam and putting their necks in front of Huzur alayhi salam. All of them. In fact, it comes that a group of the companions were holding the camels back. For everyone wanted to come under the blade, the knife of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, to have that privilege that subhanallah ilazim, the blood that is spilled out of my body, subhanallah, has been sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it has been performed by the hands of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. This is unique and exclusive. only with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, not with us. Allahu Akbar. 63 animals, 63 camels. And one masla is that when you make qurbani, if you have the skill, mashallah, we are not to give pain to the animal. A lot of people, astaghfirullahi lazim, when they make qurbani, even the knife, the blade is blunt and it gives taklif to the animal. The blade should be sharp, one shot, shahrad kya hai, cut jaye, to minimize the pain for that animal. And you should have a bit of experience also, tajruba. Shouldn't be, if you have that skill, alhamdulillah, continue. And it is preferable, the fazilat is there for that person to do qurbani. But if you can't do your qurbani, the least one can do is to witness the animal, to see the qurbani animal in front of your own eyes. It is said that, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the qurbani was being done on behalf of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Fatima, Ya Fatima, O Fatima, Kumi, stand up, stand up, stand up. Fashhadi azhiyatika, and see and witness the qurbani performed for you. Subhanallah al-Azim. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha stood up, and Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at her, said, Ya Fatima, فَإِنَّهُ يُغْفَرُ لَكِ بِأَوَّلِ قَطْرَةٍ تَقْتُرُ مِنْ دَمِهَا كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ عَمِلْتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala forgives all your sins by the very first drop of blood. ایک قطرہ گرتا ہے زمین پر, Allah forgives all your sins. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the flesh and blood will make the scales on the day of Qiyamah very, very heavy. In another hadith, Huzur alayhi salam has said that for every hair and fiber, reward is given, which is not possible to count. You can't count the hair on that animal. Allahu Akbar. So we have to make sure. A lot of people are seriously being neglectful about qurbani. Even 16-year-old, 17-year-old, they have the money to buy trainers worth 70, 80 pounds, 90 pounds. They have the power to buy a PC worth 850 pounds, 950 pounds. But when it comes to making qurbani, the 17-year-old and the 18-year-old, I can't afford it. And the father will also say, inna lillahi wa inna. Look at the condition. Qurbani, personally, I feel, for the majority of the people, that is who have, mashallah, reached that age, Subhanallah al-Azim. And the condition in Qurbani is not that the savings should be there until one whole year has elapsed. No. One whole year does not have to elapse. Even in that 24 hours, if you have that money, we have young people buying cars, all sorts of things they have, even spectacles, even watches, even shoes, trainers, clothes, designer clothes. One pair of clothes, ek jori, which you can buy for 20 pounds, but because it has got gap, what has it got? Gap. Ab gap koi cheez hai? GAP. Now to promote gap, what they do is that they put that GAP for 10 pounds. So everybody says, oh, gap, 10 pounds, very cheap. But it's not cheap, they want to promote gap. I hope anybody from gap is not listening. Sit care of. And this is our mentality. We want to promote Allah Akbar. Promote what? Let us promote the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, kudrati, naturally, if an item is good and it fits you and it looks good and it is, mashallah, Islamically it is jais for you, then fabiha, there is no problem with that. If something is good. But to spend just because of the name, and then when it comes to qurbani, we think of the fatwas. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was told by Huzur alayhi salam to recite this ayat, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, la sharika la, wa bithalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. Verily my salat, my qurbani, my living, my dying is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? In the pre-Islamic era, qurbani was done. A lot of communities performed qurbani. The Jews made qurbani. The Christians made qurbani. The pagans were doing qurbani. But their qurbani was in the name of idols. Some of the people were making qurbani in the name of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. But when Islam came, when Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam came, everything false was abolished and qurbani is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the shortest surah in the Quran, which is Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. The shortest surah, not the shortest ayat, the shortest surah. Mind you, the longest ayat in the Quran is a difficult one. I see some of us in the audience, but I won't challenge no one. Allahu Akbar. But that's a very difficult ayat, the longest ayat. But the shortest ayat is surah is very, very easy. Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. فصلي لربك وانحر فصلي ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم perform your salat لربك only for your Lord وانحر and make qurbani only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in Medina Munawara for 10 years and every year without fail he would make qurbani every year. That is why from this hadith the ulama have deduced that you don't have to be in Makkah Mukarramah. Some people feel only the Hujjaj have to do qurbani. You know, everyone, everywhere, wherever there are Muslims, qurbani has to be done. Qurbani is a must. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. اسی کا مجھے حکم دیا گیا ہے اور میں مسلمانوں میں سے ہوں. Just a few masail I have written inshallah which will make it even easy for us to understand. If we have children at home and over 15, 16, 17, check the bank account. If they have money, then even qurbani is zaruri on their behalf. First of all, what we have to remember is takbir-e-tashriq. Every Muslim, male or female, must know this tasbih. Very, very important to make this tasbih from the fajr of 9th Zilhijjah to the asr of 13th Zilhijjah. In total it is 23 namazis, to recite audibly once is wajib. What is it? Wajib. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi lam. A lot of our mothers and sisters at home, it is the duty of the men folks when we go home, ask them, have you learned this tasbih? Do you know this tasbih? If they don't know this tasbih, then prepare them for this tasbih, because time is coming that they will be performing salat at home alone and they won't know this tasbih. And for not making amal on a wajib, they will be gunegar, the women folks. So a lot of women at home, it is absolutely important that you know this tasbih. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Qurbani, the masla of qurbani is, so if you have money, for an example, just today, if you have approximately even more than 100 pounds in qurbani is there for you. Aap total kar le mujhe, I am not quite sure the value of it in pounds, 612.36 grams of silver. If a father or someone who is the head of the family decides to make qurbani on behalf of other members of the family, that is permissible. That is also permissible. The time of qurbani is performed from the 10th of Zilhijjah. A lot of brothers want to make qurbani in India or in Afghanistan, according to the situation. Subhanallah, if Allah gives him the tawfiq, then he should do one qurbani here and also some qurbani in India, Pakistan. So that way he also benefits from his qurbani. But if one wants to perform qurbani somewhere else, for good reasons, not for saving money, but for good reasons, inshallah ta'ala, he will have the reward. Sheep, goats suffice for only one person. And in the case of cows, ox, buffaloes and camels, that will suffice for seven people. So if there are seven people upon whom qurbani is wajib, mashallah, you can go for a bigger animal and that will suffice for everyone in the family. Qurbani can also be performed for the deceased people. Rishtedaron mein se kisi ka intikal ho gaya, alhamdulillah, that is very good. Subhanallah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed someone with wealth, he should make a lot of qurbani, and especially the qurbani reward should be given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The isal sawab must be given to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Inshallah the barakat of that is very great. That's just the calculation. Fasting for 10 days, reward is 100 years of fasting, alhamdulillah, an opportunity is given to us. It's not that you have to keep all the 10 days, whatever you can, even 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, inshallah, for one roza, 1 year ibadat. Staying awake for 10 nights, the reward is 8,333 years. We still have a lot of nights. The one thing we have to remember, switch off the televisions. What are we to do? Switch off the televisions at least in the ayyam of Hajj. Very important. Respect the month of Hajj. Inshallah ta'ala, if you can do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us. Kya hai? Kitne din? 8-10 din ke liye qurbani thori aadmi de de, gunaho se bache, uryani, fahashi, all the pornographic movies and the bad items that are shown in television, and in the blessed days, Allah has taken qasam wa layal in ashr. So we have to respect that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار